Now, Katie, you slid to Margaret River on the weekend.
Yes, I did. I was interviewing Nigella Lawson on Saturday night, and then afterwards we had a big party.
4 a.m.
Got home at 4 a.m. on Sunday, but we were leaving Sunday.
What's that song? I was thinking about you today, and I thought the song "My Girl Loves to Party." What's that song?
Stop saying I love to party.
My girl loves to party all the time. That song. I was driving along, thinking of that song and you.
Anyway, I had a good. You know what? I'd kept myself nice the night before. There's a lot of activities to do.
Big festival, wine and music. Wine and food.
It's so beautiful. Anyway, so Sunday morning when we woke up because our driver was coming at 10.
Yep.
We all got up at me, my girlfriend Georgie, and Sasha, our producer.
Time to get up?
I got up at about 10 to 9.
Yep. So you had about 2 hours sleep? Three, I mean.
I got home at 4. Probably got to bed at about 4.30 or 5. Yep. How many hours is that? Not many.
You might have 4.
Not many because in the car, and it was a four-hour drive, three and a half-hour drive to Perth.
Yeah.
The other two girls fell asleep.
You're still buzzing?
No, I didn't. Yeah, I was just, but very tired. Anyway, along the way, what happened was... We stopped at the most amazing, like a mirage on the in the middle of the highway called the Bunbury Farmers Market, which is like an IKEA, but for fresh food.
Bunbury's a great
town. So you go in and you turn, you're going around all the aisles and once you're in... And they do tastings along the way. Now, bear in mind, we were very shabby shanks.
Yeah, you were hungover is the word.
Yes. No, I wasn't.
That is the word. You always come up with
I've never had a hangover.
You come up with cute words for terms that already exist.
I've never had a hangover.
You were shabby shanks.
I was tired.
So. You were hungover.
Seriously.
Sure. I just haven't had a hangover.
Yeah,
you're tired. Yep.
I don't actually drink that much.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, your friends certainly would have been.
Yeah, they were smashed.
They were hungover.
Yeah,
yep.
Sash was brutalized.
Yes.
Anyway, they were doing food tastings and everything tasted so delicious that there was a woman who was doing food tastings of steak.
Yep.
That she was searing on a thing.
Beef steak. Yep.
Rump steak. When was the last time anyone had a rump steak? Well, I'm not asking you.
I used to have a lot of rump steak back in the day.
So did everyone.
Don't people have
and
it
also
anymore?
A T-bone.
Did not know that.
I don't think it's that common.
These are the most common steaks that my family would have.
I think it...
T-bones and rumps.
No one has T-bones anymore.
Do they have T-bones?
No, it's very rare.
No one eats T-bones.
No.
Don't eat T-bones.
It'll make a renaissance, though.
But I'm actually shocked.
This rump steak was so stunning. And there was a sauce that went with it. I went, what's this sauce? She went, it's mushroom gravy. We make it.
No, classic.
I went, this is, you make mushroom gravy?
Mushroom sauce on steak. It's very common.
I'm going to take a steak home to my husband.
Yeah.
But the problem is that I was about to get on a plane.
Yep.
And I was still 3 hours away from the airport.
Mm.
And then when I got to the airport, I was still 4 hours away from home.
You need an Esky.
Well, I just went, I said to the girl at the counter.
Will it last?
Can I? No, I didn't bother asking. I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Can I get this double bagged? I'm going to take it with me on the plane.
You took a steak without any.
I took two steaks.
Without any cooling implements.
No, then I got a little cooler thing, a little thin, you know, like you'd put on your sore leg.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then I got the pot of mushroom gravy.
And you took it home.
I put it in my suitcase. I went, I can't be bothered carrying it.
So you took steak home.
When I told Sash and Georgie, they were like, of course, they were disgusted.
No.
And guess what I made my husband for lunch today?
I can only imagine mushroom sauce on the top of rump steak.
It was stunning.
Right.
When I did take the steaks out, one of them felt a bit warm.
Oh. Wow.
And I thought, well, I better cook that one.
No, you had to cook. They were cooled down. I mean,
want more Jesse and Jules? Download the HIT app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.